It's Sports Talk with Craig and Chris here on Sioux Falls Sports Radio, AM 1230 and FM 91 KWSN. I'm Chris Tubbs along with Craig Maddock. The big game this weekend, everybody's talking about it. This is what we live all year for. We have our parties, we call our friends, our family, we get together. No, it's not the Super Bowl we're talking about. It is Puppy Bowl, the 10th annual Puppy Bowl on Sunday on Animal Planet. Let's bring in the man in charge of the action, Dan Zachner. And Dan, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So how does one become a referee for the Puppy Bowl?
That's a great question. A lot of people ask me that. I used to ref for the NFL for many, many years, and it turned out that it wasn't challenging enough for me. And who knew, but players in the NFL, I found this out the hard way, they don't like to be cuddled after they score a touchdown. So I realized that the NFL was not for me, and I moved on to officiating animals. No, the truth is that I'm an actor, and I got this job about 3 years ago when the current ref at the time moved on. So I took over. Well, I submitted audition tape after audition tape, and I begged the people at Animal Planet, told them it was my dream job, and they bought it, so here I am.
So how do you prepare for something like this? Were there different roles that you'd done in the past that helped you get ready for something like this?
Well, actually, Animal Planet knew me as a TV host because I had hosted a bunch of one-hour specials for them over the last couple of years. So they kind of like just knew me as a TV personality and somebody that they, you know, liked and maybe trusted and thought was okay around animals and knew that wasn't allergic to, which is a key thing. Don't be allergic if you want to work at Animal Planet. And I realized that the more and more I thought about it, that this would be the ultimate job. And that's how it came about. They just knew me from the circuit.
What is the most challenging part of doing? Because I got to imagine that it's not easy. They say you can never shouldn't work with kids and with animals. What's the hardest part about what you do on Sunday?
Yeah, it's a great point. You know, never work with kid or animals. And I would take that one step further. If you combine them and make it a kid animal, right? In this case, a puppy. It's 10 times as worse, right? So, because you're not just working with animals, you're working with, you know, untrained puppies that are like 10 weeks old, some of them. So, yeah, the chaos is everywhere. So I would say the most challenging thing is organizing that chaos, trying to make make some sense out of what's going on the field. You've got to pick your battles. You can't call a foul or a penalty every time you see something because then the game would not go on. You've got to kind of keep things moving. You've got to find the touchdowns when they happen. And you've got to somehow be an inspiration to these puppies to keep going even when they're tired.
So what exactly is the Puppy Bowl, maybe for those that don't know, what is it?
Right. So for those who don't know, the Puppy Bowl is a miniaturized football field on which play a total throughout the game of 66 puppies, and not all at the same time. We get 12 to 15 puppies on the field at around the same time. And their goal is to drag a chew toy, in this case that represents the football, into the end zone. So essentially every puppy here is a running back. There's no quarterbacks. There's no special teams. It's all every running back, and it's every man, or I should say every pup for himself.
He's
and at the end of it, we declare an MVP, a most valuable puppy.
He's Dan Zachner, the Puppy Bowl referee here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris. 10th annual Puppy Bowl coming up Sunday afternoon on Animal Planet. So when you're watching this thing unfold, what is the weirdest or the oddest thing that you've seen happen in the last 3 years?
That's a great question. I would say the oddest, in terms of rarity, is the historic double touchdown that occurred 2 years ago. We literally, because there's more than one chew toy on the field, we had two puppies drag a chew toy into the end zone and score at the same exact time. And that was a first for us. And we had to go back to the tape. We had to do a replay of it and look at it and, you know, consult with the control room. And we had to score it as two touchdowns that occurred at the exact same time. So each puppy got a point based on that. So that was probably the oddest, most rare thing. And then, like, that would be crazy. And then this year we've had some crazy penalties as well. We had a new one this year called Terrorizing the Ref, where one of the puppies got a little rambunctious and had to be penalized for harassing me. So that's something you don't see too often.
What are some of the penalties that are called during the course of this game?
Yeah, you've got so many. I mean, you got the ones that have counterparts in the human league, like pass interference is pause interference, right? Roughing, you know, we've heard roughing the passer, but that, you know, we'd spell rough, R-U-F-F, the passer. And then we've also got the penalties that are unique to Puppy Bowl that you would never see in the human league. You know, things like pancaking, which is one pup just kind of like flops on top of the other pup and doesn't move. You got illegal napping on the sidelines, which happens all the time, more often than you would think. Then of course you've got the fouls, the literal puppy fouls on the field when the puppies have to go, you know, to the bathroom and they decide not to wait. And that's a big one. Depending on the severity of that infraction, we'll take them back somewhere between 10 and 15 yards.
Any idea this thing would get as big as it has? Because I think it started people just watching it for fun, and all of a sudden it's become destination viewing on a Sunday. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Yes, in all seriousness, it is amazing. Last year we had 12.4 million viewers. It's our biggest viewership ever. Our online numbers, because you can go to animalplanet.com during the game as well and watch our own original videos and content to accompany the show, those numbers have broke all records as well. I think people are looking for an alternative to the big game, the other big game. They're looking for something that the entire family can watch, especially if your particular team or your region is not represented in the Super Bowl. I think people want something else to tune into that is still a family-friendly thing that people can get excited about and is still a lot of fun. Don't forget, we also promote adoption awareness, and I think that's a key factor for our success. I mean, every single one of the 66 puppies that you see at Super Bowl, Puppy Bowl, did I just say Super Bowl? Puppy Bowl is available for adoption. I mean, every single one of them comes from a rescue center or a shelter. And so if you like what you see, and if you, there's one puppy that you fall in love with, you can go online and see if they're available, at that shelter and get them. So that's a big thing too. You know, we have kind of like a big mission here. In addition to just entertaining, we have another mission.
He's Dan Schachter, the Puppy Bowl referee, Puppy Bowl 10, coming up on Sunday from 2 to 4 Central Time. And, Dan, I appreciate the time. It was great to talk to you, get some insight on it. I know a lot of people enjoy watching it, and it is an alternative and very entertaining, and the adoption. I think it's a great cause, and appreciate you taking time out this week.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.